Here.
Regent Brown?
Present.
Regent Downs?
Here.
Regent Tarkanian?
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you very much. We'll now move on to agenda item number one, public comment. For those who would like to call in and offer public comment, please dial the following number, 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 928-4944-5069. And the passcode is 555-555-65. We'll now take public comment from the meeting sites first. Is there any public comment in Elko? We're not hearing if there's public comment in Elko. I'll move on to public comment here at System Administration in Las Vegas. No public comment here. Is there any public comment at TMCC?
There's no public comment, Madam Chair.
Thank you. SCS, is there any public comment in the phone queue?
There is public comment in Reno, or TMCC.
Okay, thank you. I'll take that public comment in TMCC first.
Please step forward.
Thank you. Good morning, Regents. I am Sarah Bisbing. I'm an associate professor of forestry at UNR. I'm also the director of the Woodtell Forest and Wildlife Area. I'm standing here today as a professor and as a lover of forests and as a mom of a young child who's a Nevada resident and someday Wolfpack member. I'm standing here to ask you to support the request to purchase the Aspen Creek property in order to increase access to Woodtell Forest and Wildlife Area. Our overarching goal at UNR is to engage, to learn, and to discover. It's our mission at Woodtell to do this, and I'm here to remind you that it's more critical than ever that we work in order to protect our landscapes from wildfire, from climate change, and that we actually train a workforce to do that. Part of our workforce is here today. They're quiet in the back, but we have many dozens of students that are here in support of this purchase. We know we check the research box, but one of the key pieces is learning from the landscape and then training this workforce to go out and to do. And they are here in support of that. So I don't know if you all want to wave, but we've got many dozens of them. The last point I'll make is over the 64 years of ownership of the Woodtell Forest and Wildlife Area, we have not had reliable nor permanent access to this amazing property. Our objective is to conserve the landscape, to use it to mitigate wildfire effects on our community, both in Reno and in Washoe Valley, and in order to train these folks to go out and to do that in our workforce. The last point that I'll make related to that is that although we check this research agenda, purchasing of this property does indeed meet 4 of the 7 strategic plan goals of NCHI, including increasing access to field research opportunities to students, improving student success in field-based learning and in developing that workforce to meet the needs of our landscapes and the needs of society. And I'll stop there. Thanks for your time. I'm going to pass it off to our students now.
Thank you.
A third-year PhD student at UNR in the hydrology program. I currently have 2 stations set up at Woodtell Experimental Forest to measure interactions between water, plants, and the atmosphere. It's a very interesting site with a wide range of ecosystems, and I have gained so much already from spending time up there doing field work. Earlier this week, during a discussion class with fellow grad students, several students mentioned that their experience going into the field to actually observe and measure the systems that we study has been their most valuable experience yet as a grad student, and I agree. It vastly influences how we interpret and use field data as scientists and researchers. Following the shift in higher education toward more remote learning due to the pandemic in recent years and toward more people using remotely sensed data sets for their research, opportunities for students to have these very important field research experiences are becoming less common. So having a more accessible field research site associated with ENGIE would open the door for many more students to have those field experiences. This would be incredibly valuable to current and future grad students at UNR. Currently, the Wattell Experimental Forest research space is fairly difficult to access. It takes up to 2 hours of drive time. It also requires a vehicle and a driver that can handle driving on very rough roads. The roads can quickly be washed out by any severe weather event, such as rain or snow, meaning the site's not accessible for a large part of the year. This trip to Wattell currently is not doable as a field trip, such as in a lab-based class, because of the hours of driving on each end, and it's also not doable if students or professors don't have access to off-road capable vehicles to reach those sites. So expanding the property to have a more easily reachable research space would make the forest and field experience accessible to many more students, and it would also increase the amount of research that can be completed there, both by expanding the types of ecosystems that are available to study and by reducing the drive time, enabling us to complete more measurements per visit or visit more often. I certainly could visit the site more often and collect more data if it were easier to get there. Thank you. I'll pass it off to another student.
Hello. I'm Johanna Albrechtsen. I'm also a third-year PhD student at UNR, and I'm a current graduate research fellow up at Wattell, and I have an active research site in the forest. I'm speaking to you today on behalf of current and future UNR graduate researchers. In my experience, a major benefit of conducting research at Wattell is the opportunity to engage in both science-informed management and also management-informed science. Research I'm conducting currently involves investigating effects of specific forest management strategies on forest ecology. Results from the study can then in turn be used to improve future forest management. It's these types of collaborative feedbacks that make research at Wattell so rewarding for graduate students. It can be difficult to find opportunities to directly engage in applied research, and this is a major value provided by research at Wattell. The Wattell Experimental Forest is an incredible asset for local field research for UNR grad students. However, the scientific impact of the site could be greatly increased through the proposed property acquisition. I echo the access challenges brought up by the previous comment and agree that despite its close proximity to UNR, this challenging access is a limiting factor for the many graduate students that could be conducting research at the forest. Direct access to the site would support graduate and faculty research through more efficient and effective field day trips. And in addition, lodging and sample processing facilities would allow for longer field duration stints to be supported without the worries that come with the extra logistics involved with camping and sample storage. Many graduate researchers in natural resource fields prioritize research with field components and management applications. In my opinion, expanding access and facilities at Wattell would be a major draw in recruiting new graduate researchers, which would lead to more impactful science. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Mariah Sierras, and I'm currently an undergraduate student at UNR pursuing a degree in environmental sciences. And I wanted to speak today to express how beneficial it could be increasing access to Wattell Forest and how that could make it a more learning-oriented environment. My fellow classmates can agree, and future generations of students that will continue to pursue degrees at UNR would agree with what I have to say, and I speak on their behalf. Pursuing a degree where being in the field and getting to experience what you learn inside the classroom right in front of you is such a dire asset to the learning process, and where I would say the foundation of your job building skills start. Not only is it important to me because I am interested in research and education, but because opening this door would also allow for so many more doors to be open to people of different cultural backgrounds, perspectives, and beliefs. But it would also, in turn, allow them to build more positive relationships with the land that we inhabit. being a part of the Indigenous Students Organization and also a part of a federally recognized tribe, it is heavily ingrained in my culture and my perspective that we respect the land that we live on, and the first step we can take towards that is learning about it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kelly Robinson. I am a fifth-year PhD student, candidate, in the Ecology, Evolution, and Conservation Biology program here at UNR. I'm here to emphasize the importance of the Swatel property for its teaching, its research purposes, and address briefly how this access is going to increase both research and teaching capabilities on this property. I teach a summer field ecology course for undergraduates, where we spend 8 weeks teaching them relevant ecological field methods and forestry techniques in order to try to help prepare them for the workforce. And we spend most of our time at Swatel Forest, as it is a protected, beautiful piece of property. There are not many opportunities for UNR students to study nature in nature, which is the purpose of what we all do. And there, as we have so many large undergraduates at UNR, we are not able to host this, but Swatel is able to host these type of courses for these students. Swatel provides this incredible place that's been protected and nearly untouched in an area that's being constantly urbanized. It provides a perfect opportunity for students and graduate students to study the effects of climate change, learn forestry techniques, and then learn about the biodiversity that exists within Swatel itself. This allows students to learn about the world that they are immediately surrounded by and helps to train this next generation of land stewards who are going to come out here from UNR and are going to join our workforce here and work in this property. These students will not only gain an appreciation for their local ecosystems, but they can actually learn from the previous research that's been conducted there. Our course specifically uses the previous research conducted on Swatel, and we have our students mimic those exact methods and studies and learn from them and see how this data has changed over the course of decades and decades worth of data collection. Lectures have their purpose, but for scientists, it's really that application of our learning out in the field that really solidifies our understanding and can actually put us into the workforce that will benefit the society. But currently, Swatel's forest is access is very tough. As everybody has previously mentioned, there's ways we lose road access due to weather, and so on and so forth. But with this road access, we can reduce those vehicle restrictions that the previous speaker talked about. And we can actually also enhance the capability of teachers like myself to come onto Swatel property throughout the school year and teach our students. Classes such as herpetology, mammalogy, entomology, we all take field trips, but often this access up into Swatel is very tough for those courses to fit into our 3 or 6 hour time lab periods. With this access, it'll cut that time in half, and now we can actually use these for day trips. Additionally, having that house on the property allows us to increase accessibility for students. We've had students with medical conditions where it can be a little bit tough to be all the way up in Swatel for long periods of time. So having an infrastructure of a house towards the end of the road is going to benefit the accessibility for these types of courses for our students. I can't emphasize enough the importance of scientists studying nature in nature. With the acquisition of this property and this infrastructure, many more students will be able to experience this incredible land that Swatel has to offer, and they can learn about their home and the history that has happened here as well. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Colin Aria, and I'm a senior undergrad at UNR, majoring in public health, but I'm very interested in ecology. This past summer, I had a chance to take biology 322, which Kelly taught, experimental field ecology, at Swatel Forest. It was an amazing and unique class where I get to learn useful hands-on field biology skills. One of the skills that I learned from the class was invertebrate sampling and IDing, which was very handy and useful to my current internship at Washoe County Health District Vector Program, where I have to sample water for mosquito larvae and identifying invertebrates. And I learned many other skills that I'm sure will be very crucial to my future field career. So please purchase Swatel so other students can have the opportunity to learn useful skill that will help them with their future endeavor. Thank you.
My name is Hannah Cardwell, and I was an undergraduate student of Dr. Bisbing's class in the fall of 2021. I had previously taken Hunter Noble's internship class the spring before that. In this class, we spent a considerable amount of time helping out landowners in the Little Valley following the Little Valley fire. Despite the intense work that it took, I greatly valued the time in the field. We unfortunately were not able to make it up to Swatel during that lab time due to the access issues previously mentioned.
Having a school research forest that is located on the dry Eastern Sierra is special and fosters appreciation for the land that we all call home. Ease of access to Attell is a challenge that is worth improving. Having easier access will mean that more students will be able to access their school forest to conduct research that will be valuable to Northern Nevadans and the university. In Dr. Bisbing's civil culture class, we took one final weekend field trip to Attell. We were able to do that because we had the whole weekend. Classmates teamed up and collaborated on food and camping items, and some students had never camped before, and I had never worked a field position before. And that was really valuable for me. We put all of our learned sampling methods to the test and installed plots at Attell that have been mentioned. That data can be used by students into the future. This one field trip was very memorable for me and for my future in forestry. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll go back to SCS. Is there any public comment in the phone queue?
There's no current public comment at this time.
Thank you. I'll move on to item number 2, consent agenda. This is for possible action. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? I'll call for a motion otherwise.
Motion to approve.
A second.
Thank you. So I have a motion from Regent Brown and a second from Regent Boylan. All yes, those ma'am. In favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to item number 3, fourth quarter fiscal year 2022-2023 fiscal exceptions for self-supporting budgets. I'll turn it over to Acting CFO Lindsay Sessions.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. Good morning, Regents. Lindsay Sessions, Acting CFO for the record. This report is presented for information only and represents accounts at the institutions with negative balances. There were several exceptions reported this quarter as detailed in the backup materials, including the UNR Wolf Shop, CSN Dental Faculty Practice, DRI Recharge Accounts, GBC Bookstore, UNLV Athletics, and UNLV School of Medicine. My colleagues or I would be happy to address any questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from committee members or other regents in attendance? Seeing none, I will move on to item number 4, fourth quarter fiscal year 2022-2023 budget transfers, state-supported or self-supporting operating budgets. Again, Acting CFO Lindsay Sessions.
Thank you again, Lindsay Sessions, Acting CFO for the record. The next report for information only details the transfers of expenditures between functions at the institutions. There was one transfer of about $1 million reported by GBC this quarter.
Thank you for that report. Any questions or comments from committee members or those in attendance? Seeing none, I'll move on to item number 5. DRI Research Parks Limited, 2.75-acre sublease to Dermody DRP LLC. And I will turn it over to President Acharya.
Thank you, Regent Carvalho. Kumut Acharya, President of DRI. I'd like to invite Peter Ross, Assistant Vice President for Campus Planning and Physical Plan, to give a brief presentation on this one.
Thank you, President Acharya. Good morning, Regents and Board. For the record, Peter Ross, Assistant Vice President for Campus Planning and Physical Plant at the Desert Research Institute. By way of background, back in the early 70s, the site that we're currently on totals 467 acres. Of that, there were three uses planned for it by the board back in the day, one being the campus for TMCC, which we're on currently, another being the campus for the Desert Research Institute, and finally, there were 300-plus acres set aside for the DRI Research Park. And to that end, in the 90s, and actually in 1993, the board leased 300 and 20 acres to DRI Research Parks Limited for the express purpose of developing a research park. And that research park was intended for several reasons. One was to support economic development here in Northern Nevada. Another was to provide support for DRI and to hopefully attract industry partners to this site that DRI would be able to work with. Over the years, we've been able to lease, now this is the fourth lease that we've been able to execute. First was with the Truckee Meadows Water Authority for a water tank. We also have in the mid-90s a lease to NOAA for the Weather Service Forecast Office across the street here. And then we also, in the early 2000s, leased to Red Mountain Wind for wind turbines. And that, unfortunately, wasn't able to succeed because of the wind resource here wasn't adequate. Today, we bring before you for information the fourth lease. And this is for 2.75 acres right across the street from where we're at currently across Raggio Parkway. And this lease is for a 75-year period with two 10-year extensions. Its intent is for the developer, which is Dermody LLC, to be able to build a STEM-appropriate 20,000-square-foot building that they will then lease to their tenants. The lease has several triggers built into it for performance. If they're not able to construct a building and attract tenants within a four-year period, we do have the right to cancel. And if they determine that they're not able to succeed, then they will be able to cancel. So we've been very careful to construct an agreement that has specific performance metrics built in. The value of the lease in terms of dollars is based on appraisal per region's policy. And that rent is in your materials starting in year four, $56,607 a year. And that will increase for inflation and reappraisal over the years. And so we hope that that will continue to provide an income stream to DRI for many, many decades to come. And with that, we're happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you for that presentation. Are there any questions or comments from those on the committee or other regents in attendance?
Regent Brown here.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. Regent Brown, for the record. I don't have a question. I just want to say that I think this is a really great use of land, finding additional partners, finding ways to diversify, providing more opportunities. And I like that there's a clawback option in case it doesn't come to fruition. So thank you.
Thank you for those comments. And are there any other comments or questions?
Regent Carvalho, I have a question. This is Regent.
Yes, please go ahead, Regent Del Carlo.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ross, hi. With the property going to Dermody for sublease, how many acres then are left? I mean, there's still more leasable land, correct?
Correct. Overall, the DRE Research Park has 319 acres. Of that, because of topography and the need to keep open space, there's right around 100 acres that we're able to lease. So this is just a small portion of the overall leasable land. We did, as part of this deal, allow options to develop further surrounding these first parcel and an area that we call the Upper Partnership Zone that Dermody has the exclusive right to lease for the next 5 years, again, depending on metrics that they have to meet. And for the privilege of that exclusive option, they're paying in each year for the first 5 years $25,000 a year to DRA Research Parks Limited. And so direct answer to your question is that there are many, many more lots that we hope to be able to lease in the future, both to Dermody and to other parties that may come forward.
Okay, that's the part I was looking to hear, that not just Dermody but others down the road. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Chair Carvalho, if I make a comment.
Yes, please go ahead, President Acharya.
So the Kibbutz Acharya, President of DRI. So the selection of Dermody properties was done through a RFP that was released nationally. And so we had two very competent proposals that we received. And then through extensive evaluations that they came out on top. So it was not just given to them. That was one thing that I wanted to make sure. And then also part of this first lease is 2.75 acres, but that plot on the upper collaborative core, that is a 12-acre. So if the first building was built, there's metrics like built in here, maybe next 3 years, then there is a provision for additional three more buildings of each 20,000 square feet. So we're hoping for 80,000 square foot building in the next 4 or 5 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I would just like to add one item that I realize that this project goes through the DRI Research Parks Limited, but I think it is important for you to come back to us and keep us informed of what's going on at the different stages of this development. And I appreciate you being here today to let us know where you're at with that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number six, Dr. Pollard will present for information a potential opportunity to utilize the savings from the Series 2023 Certificates of Participation refunding to acquire the Dawson Building located at 1125 Nevada State Drive, Henderson, Nevada. Dr. Pollard.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Regents. Darian Pollard for the record, President, Nevada State University. It's my pleasure to bring the architect and the brilliant mind behind this idea to the stand to speak more fully. Yes, I am tagging in a friend, and with that, I'd love to invite Senior Vice President Kevin Butler to speak on behalf of this. Thank you.
There we go. How can you not love her? Kevin Butler, Nevada State, here to talk to you about the Dawson Building today. So the university is looking at exploring the possibility of acquiring the Dawson Building. It's located just north of campus. The Dawson Building is the vitamin factory that is the home and the birthplace of Nevada State College. This building can be built out to over 50,000 gross square feet of critically needed space. It currently consists of classrooms, learning labs, a multicultural space, campus offices for faculty and staff, and other specialty spaces. It's occupied by both academic and administrative units, and it is incidentally the only building on campus that has a loading dock. So there is that. We've invested more than $3 million into this building and are getting set to invest another $2 million. We leased this building from the city of Henderson for a very discounted rate. And we are responsible for maintaining all of the building, its systems, and the grounds around it. Per NC policy, the city has approached us on many occasions to sell us this building, and then Acting Chancellor Urquiaga did provide us with the authority to go ahead and enter into negotiations. Those discussions are still ongoing. But we believe that the terms are going to be extremely favorable to the institution. Dawson is also the prime location to be a place where we would construct a wellness center that would be funded by a federal award that we have. That would require a notice of federal interest to be applied on the property. If we built that center in any other university building, that notice of federal interest would apply to our entire campus. But by acquiring Dawson and constructing that center in Dawson, then that interest would only apply to that one parcel and to that one structure. So how would we pull this off? So the Regents recently approved a refunding agreement for the certificates of participation that were used to construct the Rogers Student Center and the Kasner Academic Building. So we would propose to use the savings in our annual debt service payments that would result from that refunding to go ahead and finance this acquisition. That we keep with the premise that earnings from capital activities would then be used to support other capital activities. The university and the city are working really hard to come to terms and to bring forward in December a purchase sale agreement to both the Regents as well as the City Council. But because of the planned and current construction in that building, we would wait to close that deal until that construction is completed. So we just wanted to put this on your radar so that when future related activities show up, that you weren't saying, where did this come from? So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for that report, Mr. Butler. Are there any questions from committee members or those in attendance?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Regent Boylan.
Thank you, ma'am. I think this is really interesting and well thought out. I appreciate what they're doing. The university, I was going to say college, at the university. And if you don't mind, could I ask Mr. Wixom what his opinion is about this, since it is realistic. Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Wixom?
Michael Wixom, and she's Special Real Estate Counsel. Regent Boylan, I'm not sure I heard all of your question, but I'm going to answer what I thought I heard. And that is, I have reviewed this with Mr. Butler. We've talked about it at some length. And I think it's an exciting opportunity. And as we, as a system is able to realize those savings, it would allow for the acquisition of the property. All of this, of course, would be subject to a subsequent contract that would be brought back to the board for the specific acquisition. But everything that I've reviewed is completely in line with Nevada state law and Board of Regents policies and procedures. Is that responsive to your question, sir?
Just what I needed, Mr. Wixom, because I appreciate real estate law and law in real estate business, etc. So, Madam Chair, if you could please ask the computer technician people the second time someone has said that there's something wrong with my voice, my sound. Is it my end or is it news on your end there?
Regent Boylan, I'm not sure exactly where the issue originates, but I do know that SES has been trying to work on the quality of your audio. So I appreciate your patience on that.
Thank you, ma'am. Much appreciated.
Thank you. I'll go to Regent Del Carlo next.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. And Kevin, I'm the one that asked when I was briefed by your president, who is the brilliant person that thought of this? That was my question to her, because I thought this was really, really thinking outside the box, and I really appreciate it. And I know your days with us are limited. You're getting ready to retire, but what a beautiful way to go out. And, you know, Nevada State doesn't have a capital improvement plan with limited funds, but that campus is really growing. So this is just a great, great concept that you came up with, $15 a year rent from the city. I'm sure I know they're doing their appraisal, but this is great to have this building, and I just want you to know you're really appreciated and you'll be missed when you're gone.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And Regent Del Carlo, I wanted to leave the college with a building that was almost as old as me, so I'm glad to be able to pull that off.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. Are there any other questions or comments?
Regent Brown here.
Yes, please go ahead, Regent Brown.
Thank you. Regent Brown for the record, and I just have to echo what my colleague said. I think an institution owning their own buildings is the best way to secure their future and to make sure that they can plan accordingly. We heard at the Nevada State University name change celebration last week. We heard about the history. I was on campus. It is a beautiful campus. And to be able to add this to the portfolio just makes sense. So again, I want to echo what Regent Del Carlo said, and thank you for being innovative and loving this institution as much as you do in order to have a building, another building added to it.
Thank you, Regent Brown. Any other comments or questions? I'll echo what my colleagues have said. Thank you, Mr. Butler, for your service to Nevada State University and to the system. This is an item for information only, so I will move on to item number 7, long-term sublease agreement with Boyd Gaming Corporation at the Harry Reid Research and Technology Park at UNLV. And I'll turn it over to President Whitfield.
Thank you, Regent and Chair Carvalho. For the record, Keith Whitfield, President of UNLV. Today, UNLV is requesting your approval to enter into a 5-year sublease agreement with Boyd Gaming Corporation at Blackfire Innovation at the Harry Reid Research and Technology Park. This sublease represents a partnership with Boyd to create a dynamic research environment for students and faculty and will help to make Blackfire Innovation an exemplary model of a living laboratory and business incubator to drive UNLV in corporate-based public-private collaborations. Additionally, having Boyd as a subtenant will assist in creating real-world experiences for our students that could lead to future employment opportunities. As per the sublease, Boyd will be responsible for the base rent and monthly maintenance charges at the same per square foot rate that UNLV currently pays for the premises. And I want to say that Boyd has been an incredible supporter of the university in many different ways. And I want to acknowledge that Paul Anderson, the Senior Vice President for Government and Industry Affairs, is there in Vegas, as well as Blake Rampmeyer, who's the CIO. They're there in Vegas and to help out with any questions that you might have. And with this information in mind, I offer this for your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, President Whitfield. At this time, I'd like to invite the representatives from Boyd if they would like to make any comments regarding this lease agreement. It's not required, but since you're here, you're welcome to take the podium. And please state your name as you come up. Welcome.
Thank you, Chair. Paul Anderson, Senior Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs. We just wanted to say thank you. We look forward to the partnership. We love working with UNLV, and we look forward to a long-term relationship there as well. Thank you for your time and consideration today.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson.
I'll just echo what Paul said. Thank you very much for your time and consideration. It's been a great partnership so far in the last couple of months, and we look forward to continuing our partnership with UNLV.
Thank you. Can you just please state your name for the record real quickly?
Sorry, Blake Rampmeyer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from committee members or those other regents in attendance?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Regent Boylan.
Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate these two gentlemen who just spoke, and you can tell by the efficiency of the time that they mean business, and they don't waste time. It's so great to be involved with one of the oldest and best gaming companies in Las Vegas, and I appreciate I come with it. That means a lot to space in Nevada. So, I appreciate you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Regent Boylan. Regent Brown.
Thank you, Regent Brown, for the record. In my day-to-day life, my job that pays me hat, I actually use the Blackfire facility quite a bit, and I looked at these plans, and I just have to say, I think Boyd's vision for the space is very innovative and a much-needed addition, not only to the UNLV ecosystem, but the overall entrepreneurial community in Southern Nevada, and I will be supporting this issue.
Thank you, Regent Brown. Any other questions or comments? At this time, I'll entertain a motion to approve to enter into the sublease agreement with Boyd Gaming Corporation for a period of 5 years at Blackfire Innovation at the Harry Reid Research and Technology Park at 8400 West Sunset Road, bearing Clark County Assessor Number 163-33-401-016. Additional approval that the Chancellor be granted authority to execute the sublease agreement, any amendments, and any ancillary agreements required to implement the sublease, all reviewed and approved by Enchi General Counsel, or at the Enchi General Counsel's request, Enchi Special Real Estate Counsel, in order to implement the terms and conditions required to finalize the sublease agreement. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
I'll take a motion from Regent Tarkanian and a second from Regent Brown. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. We'll move on to item number 8, notice of federal interest with the U.S. Department of Human Services Health Resources and Services Administration grant, buildings B and D, UNLV Shadow Lane campus. President Whitfield.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. For the record, Keith Whitfield, President of UNLV. Today, UNLV is presenting an update related to the federal construction grant for the UNLV School of Dental Medicine and requesting approval of the notice letter to provide the Office of Federal Assistance Management outlining UNLV's intent to pursue removal of the Notice of Federal Interest. And at the meeting in March, the board granted UNLV the ability to execute a Notice of Federal Interest for use of a federal construction grant for the purpose of constructing a School of Dental Medicine outpatient clinical facility. Once completed, the outpatient facility will provide much-needed access to dental care for high-need patients in the community, such as special needs patients, geriatric patients, and children, including those with cleft palates. As part of this approval process, UNLV was requested to advise the Office of Federal Assistance Management of its intent to pursue removal of the NFI within a reasonable amount of time that reflects the useful life of the project's improvements. This notice letter, once approved, will advise the Office of Federal Assistance Management of UNLV's intent to subdivide buildings B and D from the larger parcel, creating individual parcels with separate legal descriptions. Once the buildings are subdivided, UNLV will request that the NFI be released from the larger campus parcel and be re-recorded against the new building parcels where the alteration and renovation project are located. With all of this in mind, I offer the agenda item for your consideration.
Thank you, President Whitfield. Any questions or comments from committee members or those in attendance?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Regent Tarkanian.
I just wanted to comment on the ability of whoever wrote the grant for all of this. They did a great job. And I just want to again reiterate how strongly this helps within our medical district in the ward I represent. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Regent Tarkanian. I would echo the same. And speaking of echoes, we are getting a bit of an echo here in Las Vegas,
yes.
Just so SCS knows, and apparently from those in attendance remotely as well. Are there any other questions or comments? Regent Brown here. Yes, please go ahead, Regent Brown.
Well, I don't want to skip over my colleague because I was going to say expanding access, which is seems to be a common thing with our institutions, and I really appreciate that because that's such a needed resource here in the state. and then applying federal funds seems like a slam dunk. So I was actually going to move to approve agenda item 8, but I don't want to skip over my colleague.
I'll second it, no worries.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you, Regent Brown, for that motion, and second from Regent Boylan. So I will call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Item number 9, purchase of real property located at 7003 Aspen Creek Road in Washoe County, Nevada. President Sandoval.
Good morning, Madam Chair Carvalho, Vice Chair Boylan, members of the committee, other regents, Interim Chancellor Charlton, and my colleagues. For the record, Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno. We're here respectfully to request your approval of a generational opportunity to purchase approximately 38 acres at 7003 Aspen Creek Road in Washoe County, which includes a legacy residence and storage container. The purpose of this purchase is to benefit the expansion and improvement of access to the university's Whittell Forest and Wildlife Area, also known as the Little Valley. The Little Valley is a living laboratory of forested mountain land in a pristine state utilized for research and instruction. I will say as an aside, I don't think I could articulate it, Madam Chair, any better than our faculty, our graduate students, and our students just did, and I'm really proud of them, and I appreciate their presence here today. And as was stated, currently the roads that are used are not suitable and limit the utilization of the property to four-wheel drive vehicles only from May to November, typically, and the rest of the year access is obtained only by foot, skis, or snowshoes. This acquisition of the property will not only enhance access to the current property by providing the opportunity to utilize existing roads, but as an added bonus, it will allow for the residents on the property to be used as a research station for faculty, students, and staff. The Aspen Creek Road property, as you've probably reviewed in your briefing materials in the appraisal, includes a conservation easement. The seller previously established the conservation easement to conserve and forever maintain the pristine character of the property and preserve the availability of portions of the property for agricultural use. As you've heard, the value of the road access on this property is a significant and unique benefit to our university. It would not provide such an advantage to any other typical real estate buyer. And to translate that, there's an excellent appraisal. But it's a traditional appraisal and one that did not take into account what you heard in public comment with regard to the access issue, with regard to the benefit to research, with regard to the benefit of the students. The issue here, obviously, today is that the appraised value is at $1.2 million. The purchase price is $1.5 million. And as I said, that appraisal does not take into account what you heard today and the special value that it brings to the University of Nevada, Reno. And I would say, actually, that the value of this property is priceless, given the benefits that it would give to our campus. If you also read deeply into the appraisal, one of the other, what I would hope would be an outcome that we would not want is that if this purchase is not made, another individual could purchase the property and build a 10,000 square foot home on the property. And I will say, and I mentioned it in my initial remarks, this is a generational opportunity. And those of you who are familiar with the location of this property, this type of property does not come on the market very often. In fact, I'm not aware of another piece of property that is situated where this one is that would benefit this university any more than it does. So with that, Madam Chair, I respectfully request that this committee approve the purchase of the property as described in this agenda item. And I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, President Sandoval. I see here that Regent Brown has a comment. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Regent Brown, for the record. So I'm going to just reiterate what I heard from public comment and what you said, and then I do have a question at the end. But, you know, owning a piece of property that is invaluable for research opportunities is the greatest gift an institution can have. So that's very lucky that you have this. And the fact is, a piece of property came on the market that's adjacent. That is a blessing that is rare. So with the current property you have, there's no easy egress. I personally hate commuting, hate it. So adding two extra hours both ways to each individual that goes out there seems like, okay, that's a win column. Adding a 2,000 square foot home, I have been assured it's not a rental, a vacation home. It is just a facility that will allow for like multi-day research things. Another win column. And then you can also expand this to the Department of Agriculture, or I'm sorry, the College of Agriculture, who can also use this. Another win column here. The delta is really that $300,000 easement, assessment. But I think, for me personally, adding an easy egress, cutting down commuting hours, adding a house for additional research opportunities, and just expanding the research opportunities are all good things to look past that 300,000 delta. My question to you is, on average, how many students and faculty do you think will actually go out there? And I know that there'll be a historical number, but then do you have any like projections of what this additional property will add?
Madam Chair, to you and through you to Regent Brown, I guess I'd ask the students to stand again.
I mean, I see 40 plus people. I saw some hands go up, so come on, stand up. Yeah. All
right. So I, and perhaps Dr. Bisbing could respond more specifically to the number of students that have had access. Limited access, I guess I will call it, yeah. And current access and what it will do in the future, please.
Hello, thanks for the question. Right now we're currently limited, as one of our students mentioned, by seasonality. So one thing this would do is provide year-round access on a paved road all the way to a property. The 38 acres would also provide range. So we have open cattle grazing, an apple orchard, so agriculture, meadow research and forest research on the property. So for College of Ag in particular and biology, it provides opportunities that we wouldn't have otherwise on a paved road for labs. Currently, there are only three classes that utilize the forest due to the limited drive time or the extended drive time and limited lab hours. One of them, as my student mentions, comes on a weekend field lab with my class. We drive up, we spend the weekend. This would allow us to both use that property and use the adjacent property more readily. We already have faculty in the audience who are here representing as well that have confirmed that they will use the facility because it's within that 3-hour lab time. And so we envision dramatically increased use. Right now it's about 3 a semester. We would anticipate a dozen or more to get started and increasing growth over time. And that's on the teaching side. On the research side, we would have a lab facility on the property to process samples. So researchers can actually come down, have refrigerated space to store soil samples, microbial samples, animal, wildlife samples, et cetera. And we would have a meeting space for education as well. So we see dramatic use. It's hard to make projections, but one of the primary limiting factors I hear from my colleagues is they don't want to drive 3.5 hours to teach a lab or to sample when they have better access to other locations. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And I know it's hard to project, but I mean, the fact that you have 40, I don't want to call them all students, but professors and students and community members coming in to support this, I mean, I know that I can see the potential here. So I will personally be supporting this issue, and I would like to just ask for you to keep us engaged on, you know, what kind of research is happening, how it's growing, the number of folks that get engaged, because I do think this is a really special opportunity, and we're happy to hopefully supply it for you.
We'd be more than happy to, and in another time and space, we would offer a tour. We would drive you the long way on the rough road, and you could see that, and then we'd drive you out the short way to the property, and we've done that on a few tours. But The people that have been onto the property know the value that's added by that, and it is exquisitely beautiful. The other last plug I'll add is it's Tahoe without being Tahoe. We can train students in a landscape that isn't heavily impacted by humans and direct impacts, and so that provides an opportunity we don't have elsewhere. So we're very grateful to have it. We'd love to use it more, and we hope after 64 years we can use it and have a property that will actually facilitate use in education and research.
I know I will personally take that tour, but I would prefer the short way if we're going to. I mean, if we're going to give you the thing, I'll take the short way.
We were thinking the snowshoes. Reading.
That's definitely an option.
Yeah.
Thank you for that additional comment. Regent Boylan, did you have something?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, and it's not a call, but I have something to say. My colleague, Regent Brown, just about said everything I wanted to say. Kudos to the student and the staff, the teachers, professors. It's a tough business, physically too, and I appreciate what they do, and I appreciate President Sandoval bringing this to us and getting this done. She beat me to say that she'll take the tour. I was going to say that's mine. I'll take the tour. Not the snowshoe, sir, but well done. And I think this will really be helpful for UNR as well as NSHE. Thank you to all of you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Regent Boylan. I do want to let you know as well that your audio is much better now. So thank you for that. I did want to add a few comments to this. I do have a queue of some regents who are who would like to also make some comments. But I do want to put on the record there are a few nuances to this purchase agreement that I think are important to discuss. One of which is the appraisal waiver that would if the committee were to approve this purchase agreement. I think it is very important to put on the record that the appraisal and the purchase price are different, and the purchase price is $300,000 more than the current appraisal based on this kind of intangible access that would be provided by purchasing this parcel. And I would also like to turn it over to Special Counsel Wixom to kind of go over a few other items as well that are important to put on the record for this particular purchase. So, Mr. Wixom.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. Michael Wixom, for the record. Just a couple of points. The committee and the board is certainly entitled under board policy to waive the appraisal requirement. And I think it's important to note with respect, I deal with appraisals quite a lot. Actually, while you're paying you would be paying an extra $300,000 for the property above the appraisal, because the property provides access to current NSHE property that's used by UNR, it actually increases the value of the NSHE property. And it's hard to quantify that. Certainly, at the very least, it improves the value by the cost of whatever road you would have to construct to get the access you're trying to get this way. But it's intangible, but certainly that waiver is clearly within board policy, and I wanted to note that for the record. Also, as a follow-up item, General Counsel Martinez and I were communicating about this item earlier today, and he asked me a question, and I think it's important to follow up. And you'll note that in the board materials that you've been provided that the transfer includes certain water rights, and those water rights are described in the appraisal. And Mr. Martinez's question to me is to what extent are the water rights included within the purchase agreement. Technically, they are. Under Nevada law, the water rights would flow with the property, but it's much easier because the water rights are permitted, we need to file a notice with the state water engineer to reflect the conveyance of the water rights. It's much easier to effectuate that notice to the state water engineer if the permit number is noted in the deed and in the purchase agreement. And so I was going to respectfully request, and I'm not being critical of the document at all, which I actually reviewed before the meeting, but I think I'm going to respectfully request that any motion to approve this item include a modest amendment to the effect that the water rights that are referenced in the appraisal by permit number also be referenced by amendment in the purchase agreement and in the deed so that we can effectuate the filing with the state water engineer. And I think the agenda item is worded in such a way that we could probably do that anyway, but I would feel more comfortable, and I think it would be a smoother process if we go ahead and amend the document and approve it subject to the amendment of including the specific permit number within the deed and within the purchase agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wixom, for those additional comments. I will next go to Regent Downs.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. Regent Downs for the record. My comments or questions are directed towards Mr. Wixom. Regarding the 25% over appraisal on this property, is there a history for this in the system? And does this affect future negotiations for other properties that are being sought by entities in the system?
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. For the record, Michael Wixom, Special Enchi Real Estate Counsel. That's an excellent point and an excellent question. The board has from time to time approved acquisitions that are in excess of the appraised value of the property. The board has done so under specific and limited circumstances. And I could go back and go through a history, but it has happened from time to time. So it's not unprecedented. It has occurred only when there's a specific justification. With respect to the other question that you noted, which is also an excellent question, is how that impacts subsequent negotiations. In my opinion, it does not impact negotiations for other real property acquisitions because of the unique and special nature of this property and the circumstances surrounding the property, which really can't be duplicated in another context and with other properties. And so, in brief, the answer is, while it's unusual, it's not unprecedented. Number two, it's within board policy. You can do that under specific board policy, which Regent Carvalho and I reviewed before the meeting. And third, this is because of the nature of the waiver. I don't believe that it affects future negotiations because any waiver in the future would have to be justified just as this would be justified. Does that answer your question, Regent Downs?
Yes, it does. I appreciate that explanation. And I would say that I do support this, but with the fact that this does give access to other property and has extenuating circumstances that are not common with most property negotiations. So just as a blanket, I would not always support going above an appraised value, but given that this gives us further access to and better access to existing facilities, if I can call it that, that I would support that. So thank you.
Thank you, Regent Downs. I will now go to Vice Chair Arascada.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. Couple of items, and which were just punctuated by the other regents, is that one of the key pieces of the purchase that provides access to the field lab station, which is imperative. Having that direct access rather than drive all the way into the forest, it's a win-win. It's a 25-minute drive on paved road to the facility, just making sure, gives access to the labs on the forest. You have the range, you have the ag land, as well as the lecture room. The labs cannot make it to the forest. The labs cannot make it to the forest. Can go accessible for the property and back into the lab in time to analyze the data. The building for sample processing, lectures, and meetings, that building up there can be utilized and well utilized for other resources. From what it sounds like and looking at the representation of the students in this room, it has been many, many years that I have seen this level of representation by the students. And I want to say thank you. This shows a great respect for not just the land, but also to the education which you are receiving up on campus. So we're building this for the next generation of foresters. And it's led by women and inspired by women. It has cultural minorities there. And just looking at the audience and the students, the vast majority of these students are females, which is great. So I want to bring that in point of bring that to a point, and I fully support this. I don't have a vote on this committee, but this is a
extremely beneficial to the campus for one reason alone. Very much, very similar to the UNR Lake Tahoe campus, it was a once in a lifetime. The city of Reno, Washoe Valley, will never see this property go up again. Never. This is a great opportunity, and I fully support it.
Thank you, Vice Chair Arascotta. Any other questions or comments from committee members or others? Then I will entertain a motion to approve the purchase of 7003 Aspen Creek Road in Washoe County, Nevada APN 055-180-12 for the purchase price of $1,500,000. And approve a resolution authorizing the chancellor or designee to approve and sign the escrow and documents, title documents, after consultation and review by the NCHI General Counsel or at the request of the Chief General Counsel, NCHI Special Property Counsel, to include water rights and the conservation easement. And in addition, this motion also includes a waiver of our policy Title 4, Chapter 10, Page 5, that's approving this purchase price with the appraisal waiver.
Move to approve.
Michael Wixon, Special Real Estate Counsel. Just a reference again, I think this is a point you made earlier, but I wanted to clarify that it would be subject to an amendment of the deed and the purchase agreement as necessary to include the water rights certificate. I believe that was what you intended.
Yes,
correct?
That was my intention.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification. So with that clarification, I would entertain a motion. I believe I got one from Regent Brown.
I'd like to approve this amended motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second Regent Downs.
Thank you, Regent Downs. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10. Well, before I move to 10, I do want to just echo what Vice Chair Arascotta said, and I really appreciate the students and faculty who have come in support of this today. This was a great example of shared governance, and I just want those who in attendance in the audience to know that this is important to us, that we hear your voice and that you participate in our decisions and deliberations. So thank you for being here today. On to item number 10, lease of property to the United States Forest Service located at the Valley Road Field Laboratory in Reno, Nevada. President Sandoval.
Thank you again, Chair Carvalho, Mr. Vice Chair Boylan, members of the committee, regents, acting chancellor, and colleagues. For the record, Brian Sandoval, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. This next item is the lease of the property located at the UNR Valley Road Field Laboratory by the United States Forest Service. This lease will allow the Forest Service to operate a greenhouse research facility on land that is not currently being utilized. The site was utilized previously by the Forest Service, but that lease expired in 1999, and there's been no activity there since that time. Since the time, the greenhouse structure on the land has not been used, as I said, and has deteriorated. This new lease will allow the Forest Service to repair and upgrade the structure at the Forest Service's expense, and it's estimated that that cost would be approximately $200,000. The greenhouse will then be able to be used as an extension of the building. The Forest Service already operates under a separate agreement at the field laboratory at 920 Valley Road. The specific terms for the lease are included in your packet, and I would be happy to answer any questions. Madam Chair, the University of Nevada, Reno respectfully requests your favorable consideration of this agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you, President Sandoval. Questions or comments from committee members? I will entertain a motion to approve the land lease of property located at the UNR Valley Road Field Laboratory in Reno, Nevada.
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
Motion from Regent Downs, second from Regent Brown. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 11, First Amendment to Lease Agreement at 3700 Grant Drive, Suite 100 in Reno, Nevada. President Sandoval.
Chair Carvalho, members of the committee, Mr. Vice Chair Boylan, Regents, Chancellor, and colleagues, for the record, Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno. You will notice on the agenda that we have two items at the same address, 3700 Grant, but we have to split these because of funding sources. I will start with Suite 100, as this request is for approval of an amendment to the original lease. This amendment will allow the College of Education and Human Development's Early Head Start program to have space to continue their programs that benefit low-income families in our community while also providing educational opportunities for the College of Education and Human Development. That completes my presentation. The University of Nevada, Reno requests your favorable consideration of this agenda item. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, President Sandoval. Questions or comments from committee members or others? I will entertain a motion to approve the First Amendment to lease agreement between UNR and Continuum Building LLC for space of the building located at 3700 Grant Drive, Suite 100 in Reno, Nevada, that extends the lease term from 38 months to 60 months.
Motion to approve.
I so move.
Thank you, Regent Brown, for that motion, and second from Regent Tarkanian. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Item number 12, lease agreement at 3700 Grant Drive, Suites D and E in Reno, Nevada. President Sandoval.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho, Vice Chair Boylan, members of the committee, regents, chancellor, and colleagues. For the record, Brian Sandoval, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. This item is the second item at 3700 Grant. This new lease for Suites D and E will acquire additional space for the expansion of the Early Head Start Home Visitors Program. The reason this lease is separate is due to the fact that the funding sources are different and must not be commingled. As I previously mentioned, this program provides services for low-income community members, as well as educational opportunities for the UNR College of Education and Human Development. Again, Madam Chair, I would be happy to answer any questions, and the University of Nevada, Reno requests your favorable consideration of this agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you, President Sandoval. Any questions or comments from the committee? I do just want to say that the College of Education and Human Development's Early Head Start Home Visitors Program and the other space allocated areas in these buildings are very important both to our students and their education, but also to the communities that they serve. So I think that these are very important leases and amendments that we are approving here today. So with that, I will entertain a motion to approve the lease agreement between the University of Nevada, Reno and Continuum Building LLC for space in the building located at 3700 Grant Drive, Suites D and E in Reno for an initial term of 27 months with three separate three-year options to extend. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Move to approve.
Thank you. I will take the motion from Regent Downs and the second from Regent Tarkanian. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 13, First Amendment to Lease Agreement at Nell J. Redfield Building number 122, Suite 100 UNR. President Sandoval.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho, Vice Chair Boylan, members of the committee, Regents, Chancellor, and colleagues. For the record, Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno. The UNR School of Medicine assigned lease space to renowned Medical School Associates North, Inc. in the Nell J. Redfield Building number 122 in January of 2022. It has since been determined that UNR Med is using more square footage than Renown, that which was originally contemplated in the original lease agreement. Both parties are in agreement to revise the lease with this amendment to update the use of space as well as the FY24 parking rates. That completes my comments on this agenda item. Madam Chair, thank you very much for your favorable consideration of this agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, President Sandoval. Any questions or comments regarding this lease amendment? I will entertain a motion to approve the First Amendment to the lease agreement between UNR and Renown Medical School Associates North, Inc. for speech pathology space in the building located at Nell J. Redfield Building number 122, in parentheses NJR-122, Suite 100 in Reno, Nevada.
I'm sorry, Regent Carvalho, Regent Brown here. I did have a question. I lost internet right as I tried to ask it. Do you mind if I ask the question before we?
I do have a motion from Regent Tarkanian.
I can wait and somebody can second it and then make a comment.
She can.
Thank you, Regent Brown.
Go ahead if she wants.
I'll tell you what, I'll second the motion and then I'll ask the question. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Motion from Regent Tarkanian, second by Regent Brown. Please go ahead, Regent Brown.
Unfortunately, I don't have board pack. It's offline right now. So my question was, obviously, the allocation of space change. You get in there, you figure it out. They've come to the mutual agreement that the rent will decrease from the Renown side. Can we make that difference up? Like, is it budgeted? Like, do we have the budget for... I don't know if it was just rent or if there's a monthly cost associated. I don't know if I'm asking that question right.
Madam Chair, to you and through you to Regent Brown. I think what it just means is there's less rent going to the UNR School of Medicine, i.e. the School of Speech Pathology. So it'll just be less income. I don't know if that, I mean, you could probably equate that to seeing we're paying more, but I think the most important component of this is that it actually or accurately reflects the space use in that area. In the briefing materials, there's a provision, you know, I suppose it's a federal provision with regard to anti-kickback, and we would not want there to be any indication or reflection that the UNR School of Medicine is somehow benefiting because Renown is paying more rent than they actually should. So that is the genesis for the lease amendment that is before you today.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I'm back online now, so I'm trying to get to my notes. I think my only question is I don't think this building is owned outright. We do have a monthly payment on it. And so that's what I was just trying to get at. If we were renting out X number of square footage at number of dollars we budgeted out for what it would cost the UNR Med School, now that that rent is being reduced, there's a delta there. Is that important in the long trajectory of what we owe every month, or was that just rent from a building that, and that I don't know if is in here, and I apologize.
And Madam Chair, to you and through you to Regent Brown, that's at the Redfield campus, so it is an NC facility building. So, again, I think it's just that Renown will be paying less rent to us.
Thank you, President Sandoval, for that clarification. So at this time, I'll call for the vote. Oh, I'm sorry. I have Regent Ariscotta, please.
Thank you very much, Chair Carvalho. Just a quick point of reference. The University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine and Renown have the strong affiliation agreement, which is in place. This will benefit both parties. Am I hearing that correctly?
Madam Chair, for the record, Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno, to you and through you to Regent Ariscotta. Yes, this is one of the positive outcomes of the affiliation agreement between the UNR School of Medicine and renowned health, and whereby they are sharing space with our speech pathology department. So again, in terms of teaching and research and benefit for students, and again, just to simplify this, they were not using as much rent or as much space, excuse me, as was originally contemplated.
To continue the flourishing relationship between you and our school med and the affiliation agreement that we have in place, the 50-year affiliation that we have in place, this is much needed. Thank you very much for the.
Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Arescotta. Vice Chair Arescotta, I apologize. Are there any other questions or comments? At this time, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We'll now move on to item number 14, new business for the Business, Finance, and Facilities Committee. Is there any new business? Hearing none, I will move into public comment. We will take public comment from the meeting sites first. Is there any public comment at GBC and ELCO?
There's no public comment in ELCO at this time.
Thank you. There is no public comment here in Las Vegas. Is there any public comment at TMCC?
There is no public comment.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in the phone queue, SES?
There's no online public comment at this time.
Thank you. With that, I will adjourn this meeting at 12:22.